And now, Feasts of History with Takeo Pettit. Oh, come on, you stupid piece of... Oh, hello there, and welcome to Feasts of History. This week, the Middle Ages. Now, the medieval era was a very strange time. Doctors doubled as barbers, a whole town literally danced till it dropped, people never took baths because they thought the devil would go up their butts, look it up. So, to us, this world looks completely insane. And yet, many things we think of as normal today originated in this chaotic time. A perfect example is the meals of the upper classes. For instance, the meal times of most nobles' structures followed a structure very similar to our own. Many table manners were established in this time, and their diet on a normal day was remarkably close to a modern one. However, this is not what we're going to be talking about today. Instead, we're going to be talking about something far different, something darker. The kind of food that only come about from people with vast excess and too little to do getting hungry. From redressed swans to the shocking live frog pie to the horrific Frankenstein amalgamation simply known as the cockatrice. This is the truly weird side of food. First though, we need to talk about the noble diet in general. The aristocratic meal plan was so bad it's impressive everyone didn't die of being 35. First, food was put into a hierarchy, with meat and seafood at the top, and fruit and veggies at the bottom, considered to be the food of the peasants. Therefore, almost no fresh fruit or veggies made it to the noble table, because who needs vitamins, right? In addition, nobles were put in godly amounts of exotic spices and salt to flex on the lower classes, who couldn't even afford the most basic of cooking ingredients, like, you know, salt. Lastly, basically any food that might be even remotely healthy, like fruit, was drowned in sugars like honey to preserve them. So, even though they ate very small meals to appear more delicate, nobles still faced a myriad of health issues. Diabetes? Check. Heart disease? Check. Scurvy, rickets, digestive issues? Check, check, and check. Alright, so things are already looking pretty awful, but my question is, how can we make things worse? Enter the banquet. Now, most banquets were served during special occasions, usually during a visit from another noble, giving the host a chance to show off their personal chef's cooking skills. The number of dishes created for these sorts of circumstances is truly staggering, but today we'll be focusing on the most horrifying ones out there. First up, the roasted swan. Now, you might be thinking, well, yeah, that's a bit weird, but eating swan isn't unheard of. Oh dear, naive listener, it gets much worse. In some cooking circles, it wasn't uncommon to redress the swan, and I'll spare you the gory details, but the basic recipe consisted of removing the swan skin, covering the swan in enough salt to kill 6 elephants, placing it on a spit, which, of those of you who don't know, is a crank pole suspended over an open fire that is turned constantly to evenly heat the meat for several hours, and then carefully sewing the skin, including the plumage, back onto the now roasted swan before serving. Sometimes a gold crown was even placed on the swan's head. The skin was ceremoniously torn off, and the swan would be cut up and served to guests. If you were lucky, you might even get a feather or a bit of down stuck in there. If the recipe was enough to make you gag, I suggest that you turn off the podcast right now and have a nice day, because let me tell ya, it's not getting any prettier from here. Next up, the horror show that, for whatever nonsensical reason, is called Subtleties. This food was meant to both shock and entertain guests as well as feed them. One such bizarre example was a live chicken that was made to look roasted. First, the bird was plucked alive in boiling water. Then, it was covered in glaze to make it look like roast meat and finally put to sleep by tucking its head under one wing. Then it was put on a platter with other roast meat. A 15th century French cooking manuscript called the Viviander. Anyway, the Vorimir describes what happens next. When it was time to be carved, it would wake up and make itself down the table, upsetting jugs and goblets and whatnot. An easier but equally traumatizing option was to simply put live animals in a covered dish, most commonly a pie, directly before serving. The recipe consisted of creating a pie, pouring the filling a third of the way up the side, then baking the pie in an oven before removing the top crust and placing live animals inside, then replacing the top of the crust in a way to make it look like it was never tampered with. The animals that were most commonly used included eels, birds, and a fan favorite, frogs. When the pie was opened, the animal would often try to escape, probably giving the recipient of the pie a goddamned heart attack. As horrifying as that might sound, it's actually not the worst thing I could find. That title goes to a dish far, far worse. But first, a message from our sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Dove Soap. Dove, put it on ya, not in ya. We lost the sponsorship? So what reason did they give for... just weird interjection, all across the board objectionable. Never mind, Dove Soap is for smelly idiots. We could edit this part out, right? Anyway, the last thing on our list is the cockatrice. Now, you might be asking, but Takeo, just what is a cockatrice? Oh dear listener, you are going to regret that you asked. As an added bonus, I'll be making this one too! So, what is it then? Well, not content with real-life animals, medieval chefs also enjoyed splicing together bits of different creatures to make a beast that they called a cockatrice. Alright, so the first step seems to be sewing the back end of a pig to the front end of a chicken. Okay, next step, obviously, is to fill the whole thing with salt. Then all we have to do is stick this thing on a spit and cover it in egg yolks and saffron until it's done. Great, but now I have a whole bunch of new meat with nothing to do with it. Now, I guess the only thing to do is to feed this stuff to my friends. Well, maybe past friends, depending on how this goes. But, let's see what they think. Hello, guys. I'm back. I'm here with Marco, Chloe, and Camden. Say hello, party people.
Hi.
Why would you say no? Anyway, we're here to try the ancestor of the turducken, the cockatrice. All right, so everybody take a piece. You know.
I don't like this idea.
Just a small piece. It doesn't take much. And then 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
It's got a lot of spices on it.
Very salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It tastes like actual food.
Eating that? You didn't expect it to taste like actual food?
It's really salty, though.
Like, it's so salty. It's too salty. Like, with one thing, it's, like super salty.
Yeah, that's the preservative.
Like, then, oh my god, dude, it's fun.
Yeah, they use salt as a preservative and a spice, and in most medieval manuscripts, it basically said, put all the spice that you have onto any dish.
All the spice.
All of it. Just all the spices. So, final thoughts, anyone?
Blech.
I'm glad they didn't eat it.
I would not actually eat it.
Well, thank you for your input. So, what's up, guys? I'm back again with another group of friends. So, this time I've got Roman, Jack, and Ben. Say hello.
Hey, my dudes. We're gonna be eating some gross stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, I don't actually know if it's gross or not.
Alright, let's get into it. So, everybody take a little piece. You take one. You take one little piece. Alright, and you take one. So... and Corey too, I guess. So and Oliver. 3, 2, 1. Let's get it.
Not that bad.
That is salty.
Salty.
It's salty.
That is very salty.
I've had worse though.
It's
pretty good.
Go! What are you waiting for?
Not that bad, just I just need some water. A little salty.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that escalates. That just got worse.
It's not bad though.
Can I have a second piece?
I couldn't eat that much of it, but I mean...
So, for those who didn't hear, Jack just asked for a second piece.
I want a handful of it.
Ah.
That's very salty.
Alright,
Well, okay, so what's the final what's the final consensus, people?
Too salty to be eaten at every meal.
I wouldn't want to eat much of it, but one little bit of it.
I had a handful of it.
Well, thank you for your input.
Welp, you heard it here first, folks. The food from the Middle Ages was pretty weird. But until next time, I'm Takeo Pettit, professional idiot, signing off.